Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Podcast. I'm your host, Philip Patterson, and today I want to talk about literature, specifically literature in English 137, also known as literature in the digital age. So in this class, there's a couple of texts or literature of various forms that we have to read, or I should just say consume. And I want to tell everyone who's listening right now how I was able to consume this literature, and how I did so far without spending a single dime. So the first thing I want to talk about is the first thing that we read, which were a series of articles slash excerpts from books that were easily found on the website. One of these was Man in the Crowd. Both the analysis paper thingy and also the actual short story of itself by Edgar Allan Poe. And like everyone, we all got it from the website because it was available to us. Our professor, Miss Sarah Boyd, provided it to us by putting on the website and giving us a link to it. And that was very, very gracious of her. The second thing I want to talk about is Pierre, or not the second thing, but the other thing I want to talk about is Pierre. And Pierre is kind of very similar. Rather than it being an excerpt or a short story, this is actually an entire novel. And our professor, Sarah Boyd, was gracious enough to provide us another link to this entire novel, which I was very, very thankful for, because I thought I had to actually go out and get this novel. And I was very elated to learn that it was digital and, most importantly, free. The next thing we did was Night Circus, and we had to do this in the form of an audiobook, or I said we should had to consume this in the form of an audiobook. And we were told to go on to audible.com and listen to it on Audible. But me being the, stingy person I am when it comes to money, I did not want to pay money to get Audible and buy the audiobook or whatever. I don't even know if it was money or whatever. I just didn't want to go through Audible. So I said, I'm just going to look it up on YouTube. Lo and behold, it was there on YouTube, the entire book in audiobook form, and I listened to it on YouTube. Didn't spend a single penny, which was very nice. And then the next thing we did was, I believe, Stranger Than Fiction? No, it was the OA. Yeah. I think it was the OA. I'm pretty sure it was the OA. Yeah, it was the OA. So, for the OA, I don't have Netflix. And it's only available on Netflix, so I couldn't go and use YouTube like I did with Night Circus. So I thought to myself, well, there's got to be something I can do, something on the internet that I can find that will allow me to consume this form of literature, this show. And so I literally just searched the OA on Google and said review, and I found it on their wiki, and I got reviews, short synopses, I think that's the plural of synopsis, on Wikipedia, and I was able to understand what was going on the show just by reading the wiki. So I never even watched an actual ounce of the show, but I was able to, well, that's not true, because what I did actually was also, after reading the synopses of, or I guess I should just say the, yeah, we'll just call them synopses. After reading all those, what I did was I went to YouTube and I looked up clips, because you can't watch a whole episode, but you can definitely watch clips. And so I would watch clips of the show about important events like the dances and also, of course, the ending as well. And I was able to watch all that. So even though I never actually watched the whole entire show, I was still able to comprehend what was going on and even visualize everything because I had the little clips. So the next thing we also did was we watched Stranger Than Fiction. And Stranger Than Fiction, like Man in the Crowd and Pierre, was graciously provided to us on the website by Miss Boyd. And it was very, very nice. And she also provided us the movie as well. So it's not like we had to go out and actually, if we were curious to watch the movie, we had to actually purchase it. No, she provided it to us utterly free. And that was very, very thankful. Very thankful of her. I'm very thankful of her is what I'm trying to say. Then we watched, or sorry, I should say listened to S-Town. And that was also free and also found on the website. Although that one, I will say, could have been found elsewhere, I believe, not on other webs. Maybe on other websites. I didn't really look, so it could have been on YouTube, perhaps. I could easily see someone recording it and putting it on YouTube as opposed to having us go to the actual website. But that was still very pleasant to not have to spend any money on that. We also came to Russian Doll next after S-Town, and like the OA, I kind of did the same thing with Russian Doll, except Russian Doll was a little bit easier because I went onto YouTube this time, and instead of looking at on Wikipedia, because when I went to Wikipedia originally, they didn't have the same in-depth synopses that the OA had. So instead of what I did was I went to YouTube and I looked up a review of Russian Doll, and I had actually discovered that one of the persons that I actually watch regularly on YouTube actually did a review of it, and it was rather in-depth and very positive of it. So I had a very, how do I say, a positive, I guess, bias going into watching other reviews because I heard of someone who I listen to regularly highly praise the show. So I was very intrigued by it. And I think that if I ever do get a Netflix account, I think that I will watch it because it does sound very good. It does sound very well written, as the person who I was listening said over and over again, very well written. And then finally, the last thing that we are going to do is Life is Strange. And now Life is Strange, up until this point, I hadn't spent a dime. And I made the mistake, I shouldn't say it was a mistake, but I made the decision to purchase Life is Strange on Steam. I've had Steam for quite a while, and so downloading Steam and purchasing it from Steam was no big hassle to me. The $2 deal, I think is what it was, or $10 deal, or whatever the deal was that was shown, was an opportunity I truly couldn't pass up, because it was, well, very, very good deal. I mean, I hadn't seen anything like that for this game at all in the Steam store since Miss Boyd provided it to us. So Professor Boyd provided it to us. So that was very nice of her. And I only paid, I think, like $2. However, I think that if I didn't purchase it on Steam, I seriously think that I could have looked it up on YouTube, watched a walkthrough, and no one would notice the difference. Of course, now I'm going to play it. Of course, since I bought it, I might as well. I mean, I'm not going to waste money. But something tells me, and I actually did look this up, so I shouldn't say something tells me because I know this for a fact. There are plenty of walkthroughs of Life is Strange on YouTube that I could just watch and pretend that it was my own experience in the game rather than someone else's. But that did feel kind of like a cop-out a little bit, although I suppose I shouldn't be talking if I'm the person who didn't watch the OA or Russian Doll because I don't have Netflix. But the point still stands is that I think I could have used YouTube and could have gone under the radar without actually having to play it. But of course, I will be playing it. And I'll let you all know what I think about it. I'm not sure. I looked up a couple reviews and I got mixed feelings about it from the reviews. So we'll see how it goes. But overall, I would say that this course has been fantastic in terms of the materials that I've had to use, because I haven't really spent anything, and it's great. Other courses make me cough up over $100 just for a textbook I never even use, but this is great because I can actually understand what we're talking about in the literature that we're learning for free. And it's fantastic. And I would highly recommend that if anybody else wants to take this course, that they should. And that it's a really great way to consume literature that is both entertaining, informative, And most importantly, well, I mean, not most importantly, but definitely a strong reason to take it free. So that's what I would recommend to anybody if they ever want to take this course, is that it's great. Overall, it's great. And also, the professor's really great, too. With that being said, hope you all have a good night. And I hope you all enjoy this course, should you take it. Peace out.